WARK. No, I was not aware of that. Thanks. I appreciate that because I'll probably opt for the, well, the one that would be more common, so I'll opt for the one for the mic port. So, yeah, thanks. I was not aware of that. And, see, I think you'll go get the software, get registered and all that, and then start writing the code plug here. But I was just browsing around. I was just doing a little window shopping, and I happened to find it on eBay. I'm thinking, well, it's not a bad price. These look pretty clean. He's got a good description on them. I don't know if he's got anything for returns or anything like that. But it's also here in the U.S. and a decent price, so probably have to end up picking one up here. And I'll be one less radio off my list to get here. One more radio to have power for. And there's still some others. Like that was kind of, you know, I wasn't really dead set as far as picking up a 5550. I can probably do with a 4550. Not too much different. Look mostly like it was just on the display, and then there's some other features, but that should work out just fine as well too, and be a little cheaper. But for $300, that's pretty decent, I think, here for something I can use, and get busy. We're writing a different code plug here at home, so I have to see what the software is like for Motorola as opposed to what I'm used to for CPS for my Bayo things.